Currently, only special conversion courts, which are under the auspices of the chief rabbi, can perform conversions. And after Naftali Bennett became prime minister and Matan Kahana became the minister of religion in Israel, he had a number of proposals. One of them would allow for conversions supervised by city rabbis who are part of the Rabbanut. And according to some versions of the proposed legislation, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivot Hester. There's a conversion court called Giur Kalacha, which has started a number of years, out of frustration that the current conversion system, due to halachic and bureaucratic pressures, is not converting enough children or adults. Therefore, Rav Nachum Rabinovitz Zatzal, a first-year post and former Rosh Yeshiva, the Hester Yeshiva of Maal Adumim, who recently passed away, together with Rav Reim HaKohen, Rav David Stav, Rav Ariel Holland, Rav Chaim Amsalam, Rav Yehuda Gilad, and other prominent rabbis, started Giur Kahalacha, a new conversion court system which operates outside the auspices of the chief rabbinate. And their conversions are not recognized by the chief rabbinate. The specific topic I want to discuss is the standard of conversion that Giur Kahalacha adopts, or at least some rabbis within Giur Kahalacha adopt, based on the ruling of Rav Rabinovitch and others. In general, one of the big controversies within Halacha is whether you can convert children if the parents are not religious. What does that mean? Let's say, for example, let's say in America, the Beth Din of America will not convert generally a child into, will not convert a child if the parents are not observant. So if you have parents who may not be observant, they cannot have children, they go to an Orthodox shul, but they themselves are not, they don't keep Shabbos, and they want to adopt a child. So question is, can they convert the child? Generally speaking, the Beth Din of America will only convert the child if the parents keep kosher, they keep Shabbos, they're fully observant with Shabbos, they're fully kosher, they send their kids to a yeshiva day school. And there are those poskim who may disagree with this and say that, no, maybe you can even convert the child even if the parents are not observant. And what makes it complicated in Israel is, let's say you have a couple, the father is halachically Jewish, the mother is not halachically Jewish, they're married, and they have a child. So the child, according to halacha, is not Jewish, because we paskin that Judaism, status of Judaism goes after the mother. So the child's not Jewish. The question is, can we convert the child, or should we try to convert all children? Let's say there's a problem in Israel. There are more and more people who are not halachically Jewish. So maybe when it comes to the parents, if they're not agreeing to be fully observant, maybe we won't convert them, but maybe let's try to convert all the children. So next generation, we will make sure that virtually everyone is Jewish, and we won't have an intermarriage problem. Can you convert children if the parents are not observant? That's the question I want to deal with today, Ger Katan. And the first place that we should go to in discussing this question is the Gemara in Ksuva Staf Yud Alef Amud Aleph, where Rav Huna says, Ger Katan Matbilin Al-Sal Al-Das Beistin, that when it comes to Ger Katan, we can immerse him in the mikvah based on the courts. And the Gemara says that it's based on the principle of zchus hulo v'zachil adam shel b'fadav. It's a zchus, it's a merit for the child, and you can act on the child's or at anyone's benefit to provide a benefit for them, not in front of them. What does this mean? That normally speaking, let's say for a boy to convert, he needs to have, or for a man to convert, he needs prismila, he needs tevila, and he needs kabbalas hamitzvos. He needs to go to the mikvah, he needs to have bris milah, and he needs to accept the mitzvos. Now, a child does not have mental capacity to accept the mitzvos. So presumably, this works based on the principle of zachir l'adam shelo b'fanav. Simple understanding is that even though the child does not have requisite mental capacity in order to accept Torah and mitzvot, but we're conferring a benefit on the child. He's going from being a non-Jew to a Jew. That clearly is a benefit. And therefore, we can supply the requisite das, as it were, or we don't need the requisite das, because we can supply it through the principle of Zachin L'Adam Shelo B'Fanav. The Gemara goes on, Rabbi Yosef says that once a child becomes bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah, then Yecholim Limchos, they can protest. But once they don't protest, then they cannot protest anymore. So, and there's a whole debate between the time when the child is converted and when the child becomes bar bat mitzvah. Are they fully a convert on a Daraisa level? Some Rishonim say yes. Tosus, for example, says they're only a convert on a rabbinic level. But the real question that I want to discuss is whether it's a schus for the child to become a Jew if he or she will not observe Torah and mitzvot, if it's not likely for the child to observe Torah and mitzvot. So this came up number of places, a number of tshuvos written about this. So, for example, one school of thought is this, let's say, the Sri Deish in Rabbi Chil Yaakov Weinberg, the head of the Berlin Seminary, Rabbinical Seminary, or the Hildesheim Rabbinical Seminary, until the beginning of the Holocaust, and he survived the Holocaust. He lived in Switzerland afterwards. In a tshuva, Chelek Aleph Siman Reish Siman Mem Vav, he discusses a situation about whether it's appropriate to circumcise the son of a non-Jewish woman. Let's say a Jewish man is married to a non-Jewish woman. They have a child. Can you circumcise the son? In the context of this, he points out that if a Jewish man marries a non-Jewish woman and she does not convert according to halacha, therefore the child, and then presumably if the mother is not Jewish, and the father presumably is not keeping Torah and mitzvos, he's not keeping Shabbos, not keeping kosher. And Rav Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg writes, in this instance, Ein hagerus chuslo. If the child is not going to observe kashrus and Shabbos, then becoming Jewish is not a merit for him. Ve'ein begerus klum, and then the conversion of the child is nothing. Because he writes, shekol gerus katan humitam shez chus hilo, that the whole basis of converting a child is that it's a merit for the child to become Jewish. And therefore he writes that it is not... it's not a schus for the child, and therefore a child who was converted and his parents are not shomer Torah mitzvos, the conversion is not valid. The Minchas Yitzchak in Evan Ezer says the same thing. The Minchas Yitzchak agrees with this position of Rav Vosner, and this generally is the position of the Beis Din of America, that it's not considered a schus for a child to become Jewish unless he will be an observant Jew, because he's going to be worse off. If he's a non-Jew, then he only has to keep 7 mitzvos bei Noach. If he's a Jew, he has to keep 613 mitzvos plus mitzvos derabanan. And if he's not going to be a Torah observant, it's worse off that he's a Jew, because he'll be punished for all those sins. Worse off him becoming a Jew than remaining a non-Jew, and therefore the gerus, the conversion of a child, would not be valid. But there are other opinions that disagree with what I would say is probably the dominant view, at least in America, among the Wayu Poskim. The Rav Shmelkis, the Beis Yitzchak, in Evan Ezer, Chelek Aleph Siman Chavtes, argues the following. He says that maybe you would argue it's not as chos for a child to become Jewish, because im yishaer nachri lo yaneish, if he remains to be a non-Jew, he will not be punished. V'miyeh Yisrael Yaneish. And if he becomes a Jew, he will become punished. However, he says, nevertheless, to have a schus la'ger, he said, he wrote in another tshuva that it is a schus for someone to become a convert. To av sheyeh Yaneish, and even though he will be punished, mikomakom yesh lo chelak olam haba, nevertheless, he has a portion in the world to come. Ma she'en ken im yishar nachri, hein goyim Kemar midli chashaka maznayim nechshavu. He cites a pasuk from Navi that says that non-Jews are a drop in the bucket, a dust out of balance. And essentially he takes the position that it's a benefit to become Jewish, even if you're going to be punished for all the sins you commit, because a Jew has a chelek l'olam haba, a portion of the world to come. There's a benefit to just being a Jew as opposed to a non-Jew, even if he's not going to be a Torah observant Jew, because every Jew has a chelek l'olam haba, a portion of the world to come. The Achiezer, Chaim Ozer Grozinski, the big gadol in Eastern Europe before the Holocaust, in Chela Gimel Simon Kuf Kaf, sorry, Simon Chaf Ches, writes that he deals with this question. He cites the Beis Yitzchak. He points out it's a zchus for the child because he'll become a Jew. But he says, Efshad Delave is zchus gomer. It may not be a full zchus, because after all, he's now going to be punished for the sins he committed. So therefore, he says, that's why when he becomes an adult, he's allowed to protest. He's yachol limchos. And he says also that even though it is a zchus, he thinks it is a zchus to become a Jew, he writes that it's Ein la basin kosher lizdakek binyane gerus keila. A good court should not involve itself in this gerus, because you should only, a court should, no, he's saying, is it valid? Yes, it's valid. But a basin should not involve itself in such a gerus where the children will not be shomer Torah mitzvos. So that's sort of like, I guess, an in-between position. You know, when we're talking about starting a court to convert children, so the Achiezer says in general, he feels that it's valid, but you shouldn't do it. But the court should not be in the business of doing this. Rav Avadya Yosef also seems to take this position as well. He cites the Achiezer and the Beis Yitzchak as well. But that's like a second position. First position is, it's not a zchus for a child if he or she will not observe Torah mitzvos, and therefore the conversion is not valid. Then you have the Beis Yitzchak, the Achiezer, Rav Avadya Yosef say it's a benefit because the child will receive Olam Haba, but perhaps it's because the Achiezer court should not get involved in doing these things. Rav Moshe Feinstein's position is used both in the camp saying that you can convert, that the conversion of a child does work, and also that it doesn't work. There's a tshuva by Moshe Feinstein, Evan Ezra, Chelek Dal, Simon Chaf Vav, which talks about a yeshiva day, or more of like an afternoon school, an afternoon yeshiva. The kids went to public school and they had this afternoon yeshiva after school that was run by B'nai Torah. And one of the issues was that it was open to all different types of kids. And there were some kids who were converted by Reform and Conservative Jews. And the shaila was, are you allowed to teach them Torah? Is there an issue of teaching Torah to a non-Jew? In the context of this, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, "Derev shel atakin da esaktanim yigayru." So we can fix the situation because you can convert the children. Kihem ein tzara kabbalos hamitzvos, because they don't need kabbalos hamitzvos. Biyigayru maldas beistin, and let them convert. Who's a chus lahem, and it's a merit to them. So then he says, number one, kimikivan shalom ni beit sefer dati etzamorim yirei Hashem. That since they're learning in a Jewish school, religious school, with teachers that are God-fearing, it's matzoi, it's more likely than not, that they will be raised to be shomrei Torah mitzvos. Shelachein, afshu safek huzachus vada. It's definitely, even though it's not a certainty, but since it's matzoi, it's likely that they'll be Torah observant, so then it's definitely a zchus. So let's say the basin of America. Why you poskim use this line by Rav Moshe Feinstein to argue that we only want to convert, we will only convert children if it's matzui, if it's likely, more likely than not, that when they grow up they will be shomer Torah mitzvos. And therefore, in the basin of America's general guidelines, if the parents observe Shabbos, observe kosher, and they send their kids to yeshiva day school. I think they also live within walking distance of an Orthodox Jewish community. If those elements are there, so then it is matzui, it is likely that a child being raised in this environment will be shomer Torah mitzvos. But then Moshe says something else. He says, "V'gam af im lo yiskadlu liyos shomer Torah mitzvos," and even if they will not observe Torah mitzvos, mistaber, it's logical, it's reasonable, shehu's chus, that it still is a merit. Why? The wicked people commit sins, that they still have the sanctity of Yisrael, they're still Jews. So Moshe thinks that it's logical to assume that maybe that even if someone's not, does not keep Shabbos, not keep kosher, still, I'm sure he performs some mitzvos. So the mitzvos that he performs, he gets points for. And the averos that he commits, that's only considered as unintentional sins. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Samach Zayin and Beis, says that that what's an example of someone who is bishkaga, someone who commits sins unintentionally. A ger shenisgar lebein anachrim, someone who converted, but he lived amongst non-Jews. So, or a tinok shenishba lebein hanachir, someone who's raised among non-Jews, someone who doesn't know any better, is considered a shogeg when he commits sins. So, Rav Moshe seems to indicate that when you, the calculation is like this, that when you perform mitzvos, that's a zchus. And when you commit an avera, that's only an avera bishogeg. So if you tally up the points, you still score more points than if you're Jewish and if you weren't Jewish. Because if you're Jewish, you get all the points for all the mitzvos you do. And for the averas that you do, since you're raised in a non-observant family, so maybe you're like a tinok shenishba, and therefore the averas you committed are only bishkaga. And again, it's not clear what from this tshuva at least. You see, he makes other comments in other sources, whether he is saying this together with the possibility, like, on one hand, if they're going to this school, there's a decent chance that they will be observant. And even if they're not, you have this argument. So does this argument work in isolation? So there are those who argue that, yeah, it should work in isolation, that maybe it's a tzchus. Not because the Jews granted Olam Haba, but if you actually tally up the points, then it's better for him to be a Jew than not a Jew, because the mitzvos that he does, he will get merit for it, for them, and the averos that he commits, they are considered bishogeg, unintentional sins. So that's a third approach. The Rabin Sion Uziel, first Sfaradi chief rabbi, so he made another argument, bishelot hazman hazeh siman samach dalet. And he argues that there is a positive, there is a push to convert children of a union where the father was Jewish and the mother was not Jewish. So we would argue, if the mother's not Jewish, the child's not Jewish. That's it. He says, he brings a proof from Molech. So when the Torah describes the case of giving over your son to Molech, so he understands that with the Pasuk, the Gemara actually says that when it says you should not give over your son to Molech, we're talking about a Jew who has relations with a non-Jewish woman and they have a child. And then the Torah points out that this is still considered your child, because it says giving over from your Zera. So that's even considered your Zera, even if the child's halachically not Jewish, it's still considered your zera, your seed, such that you could be punished if you give your son over to Molech. But what do we see from here? We see that a son who comes from a non-Jewish woman is still called the Zera Shel Yisrael. And Rav Ben Sion Uziel takes us one step further. He says, well, if that's the case, then this child's a Zera Yisrael, and you have to try to convert the child to atone for your sin of having this non-Jewish child. You want to make him Jewish. He still has a status of Zera Yisrael, and that's why he thinks that you should convert the child. And he writes that you should convert him. You should try. He says, if the mother agrees, the non-Jewish mother agrees to having him being circumcised l'shem gerus, if she agrees, then you should immerse him and in the mikvah, circumcise him on the eighth day, if possible, and then you should try to, obviously, if you can, try to educate him in a Jewish way. But there's another approach. In other words, the first approach was saying it's not a benefit if the kid's not from, if the kid's not going to be from. The next approach, the Beis Yisach v'Achiezer, is it might be a zchus because he's granted Olam Haba. Moshe Feinstein suggests it might be a zchus because the mitzvot he does, he scores points. And the averus that he committed is only considered b'shogeg. Rabbi Tzion Uziel argues that we should try to convert children from a mixed marriage who are not Jewish because the child has Zera Yisrael. And then Rabbi Nachum Rabinovich in Simon, in Siach Nachum, Simon Samach Ches, Gir K'tani Bizmanazeh, makes a different argument. He says that this is not a classic case of Zachin. Classic case of Zachin, Adam Shlo Bafanov, is where this person's not around. And let's say you transfer money into the person's bank account. He doesn't know, not his consent, not informed. You did something which is clearly a benefit. It works. And the person's not around. It's Shlo Bafanov. Here, it's very different. What's going on here? Here, the child himself is going to the mikveh. The child's around. And the child's being immersed. And the child's getting circumcised. And he wants to argue that when the Gemara says that Zachim L'Adam Shlo Bafanov, the Gemara is asking a different question. The Gemara is not asking whether the immersion makes the child a ger, a convert. The Gemara says obviously, my bilan soldat's based in. It works. It works. Child goes to the mikvah, has bris milah, he's a convert. There's no kabbalas mitzvos. Okay, so then it's on hold a little bit. You wait till the child's bar bat mitzvah. The kid's Jewish. And he deal yichol limchol, so when he gets older, he can protest. If he doesn't protest, then he remains Jewish. What's the Gemara asking about Zachin L'Adam Shlo Bafanov? The Gemara is asking a different question. Should the courts, what he says is that, should the courts involve itself in these matters? Should the courts, the child will be Jewish, but being a soldat's based in, it works. Question is, should a court involve itself in a type of conversion where the child will not be observant? And the Gemara's answer is, Zachi la'adam shelo bafarad. It is a zchus. The Beis Din should get involved. Why? Because, similar to perhaps what Ramosha Feinstein suggested, because the mitzvos that he does, he will receive reward. And the averos that he commits, he's going to be like someone who grew up among non-Jews, and he's like a tinok shenishba, and he committed sins bishogeg for all the sins he commits. And then Rav Nachum Rabinovich says that specifically in Eretz Yisrael, it's different than in Chutz Laaretz. Maybe in Chutz Laaretz, where, let's say, someone converts, a child converts, and they're totally going to become assimilated amongst the non-Jews. So there might not be such an incentive to convert children of families, when the family is not going to observe Torah mitzvos. So he said that we can understand why the Sri Deish said that we should not convert. We should not convert children of mixed marriages in Chutz Laaretz. And he said, "Vaday shebitnai achayim begolat tzadkut divrahem." In the Golos, in the diaspora, the ration was correct. But here, not converting the children, it's going to cause problems because of of intermarriage. It's good if we don't convert the children, it's going to increase the intermarriage. Rahman al-Islam. Therefore, he thinks we should, even though perhaps there's a reason why Postkim did not want to get involved in these conversions in Chutzlars, but in Israel, we want everyone to be Jewish, where we're like, it's a Jewish country. And there's a small intermarriage problem that's getting larger and larger. So in Eretz Yisrael, we should convert the children to prevent intermarriage. So what emerges is that there seems to be at least five positions regarding the issue of converting children. I would say, again, the standard position, say, of the Beis Din of America, Sridi Eish, Minchas Yitzchok, and other poskim say, it's not a benefit for the children if they will not grow up to be Shomer Torah Mitzvos, and therefore, since it's not a benefit, there's no Kabbalah Mitzvos, and therefore the conversion is not valid. Others, the Beis Yitzchak, Achiezer, Rav Yosef, seem to say there is a benefit because of the child's going to get Olam Haba if he becomes Jewish, even if he's not going to observe Torah Mitzvos. But Achiezer, for example, said you shouldn't get involved, of course you're not getting involved in these type of conversions. Rav Moshe Feinstein gives a different argument that maybe it is a Zchus, because the Mitzvos he observes are, he scores points for, the Averos are considered Bishogeg. The Mishpate Uziel suggests that if the father is Jewish, then you should convert because the child has a status of Zer Yisrael. So there's a push to try to convert the child. And Rav Nachum Rabinovich argues that the child is definitely Jewish if the child is converted. The question the Gemara is asking about Zachin Lam Shelo Bafanav, the Gemara is asking, should the courts get involved in this type of work of converting children? And the Gemara says, yeah, when it's a tzchus, the courts should convert these children. And Rav Rabinovich argues that it is a tzchus for the reason that Rav Moshe gave. And he said there's a specific reason in Israel to convert to prevent intermarriage. What emerges is that there is a halachic question, whether the conversion of a child is halachically valid. Then there's a second question, which is it good policy in Israel to do this? You have the Achiezer who's saying, generally, courts should not get involved in these type of conversions, whereas Rav Nachum Rabinovich would say, no, Eretz Yisrael is different. And this is, you know, hopefully I've explained one of the issues that is a hot-button issue among different Bate Din in Eretz Yisrael in terms of converting children who are not Jewish, the argument for and the argument against.